Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. Pro-life organizations in the U.S. have called on the Food and Drug Administration to withdraw the abortion pill mifepristone following a study which indicates it is more than 20 times riskier than the FDA has previously acknowledged. The call is made in a letter from 30 pro-life organizations in response to analysis of insuring 865,000 patients, which found that more than 94,000 women suffered serious complications within 45 days of taking the pill. Complications included hemorrhaging, sepsis, infection, and other life-threatening conditions. The pill, which accounts for 60% of U.S. abortions, is also used in South Africa, where Doctors for Life International CEO Dr. Albu van Eerden told Gateway News last week that they have been raising concerns about the drug widely for some time but have been ignored. But now suddenly the international attitude seems to be turning to more pro-conservative values and people are starting to look at the drug, he said. He described questions the safety of mifepristone as a very solid piece of work with a large cohort of people on which they did the experiment. Asked whether they would draw the attention of SA health authorities to the study, he said, "We are keeping our finger on the pulse with this." The study by the US-based Ethics and Public Policy Center highlights that over the past two decades, safety regulations around the drug have been relaxed and that during the COVID pandemic, the FDA further loosened regulations, allowing mifepristone to be delivered by mail without any in-person examination. The pandemic also spurred demand for telemedicine in South Africa. Abortion Africa says on its website, "We have safely assisted over 20,000 women across South Africa with our telemedicine services." The webpage advertises safe and discreet pills delivered to your door for women up to 9 weeks pregnant after a remote consultation with our nurses. In other news, Alpha, the Christian course designed for exploring faith, has reported its most successful year since its inception in 1977. In 2024, more than 2 million people participated in Alpha courses around the world, the highest uptake in the movement's history. Last year, more than 81,000 Alpha courses were run across 146 countries, supported by over 43,000 churches, organizations, and individuals. The continent with the largest growth was Africa, which saw the total number of Alpha attendees increase by 47%. Since its launch at Holy Trinity Brompton and its subsequent adaptation in 1990 by the Reverend Nicky Gumbel for those not connected to church, Alpha has maintained its simple small group format while expanding its reach worldwide. The format of the Alpha course revolves around shared meals and open conversation about potential barriers to believing in Jesus. The program is free for churches and small groups to run. A key development in 2024 was the introduction of the Alpha Youth Series, which launched in November. In just a few months, over 250,000 young people in 53 countries participated in the new series. The World Health Organization on Tuesday formally adopted a historic pandemic agreement aimed at improving global readiness and response to future pandemics following the COVID-19 outbreak between 2020 and 2022. After more than 3 years of intense negotiations, the agreement was approved by consensus during the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva. Member states erupted into applause following the adoption, which marked only the second international legal accord negotiated under Article 19 of the WHO Constitution. The accord outlines enhanced international coordination, faster data sharing on emerging pathogens, improved surveillance systems, and equitable access to vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics during future pandemics. The text emphasizes that public health decisions must be grounded in science while respecting national sovereignty. It explicitly states the WHO will not have authority to mandate domestic policies such as lockdowns, travel restrictions, or vaccination programs. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. criticized the agreement, calling the WHO bloated and unduly influenced by China and the pharmaceutical industry. Critics from civil liberties organizations have also voiced concerns that the agreement could open the door for overreach during emergencies. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.